Any closer to re-signing for
you? Not at the moment. Yeah, I think I'm still really comfortable where it's all sitting. I'm still chatting with the club. And you guys know better than anyone how I feel about Adelaide and the football club as well. So that'll, I'm comfortable where it's at, and it'll take care of itself pretty soon, I'm sure.
Love the direction of the club.
Absolutely, at the moment. I think the stands we've been setting and the team-first attitude we have so far this pre-season excites me and excites everyone, I think, especially coming into round one.
Does that mean that you've made a decision and it's a formality or not?
Nah, well, I'm still just working through all that, so still in negotiation part with the club.
Yeah. Feel pressure to get it done with sooner and later to stop all the stuff which is going to happen with Paddy's decision or something?
No, not at all. Obviously, round one's coming up, so just focusing on that at the moment. And as I said before, the training and the pre-season games we've had with the team-first attitude, we're just excited to play round one footy, and that's all we're focusing on at the moment.
Round one around the corner, like you said, a lot of the chat hasn't been on footy, though. Mate, the players found the landscape of footy a bit distracting at the moment.
Well, inside our four walls, there it's been fine. I suppose we're a fair way away from all that at the moment, and it's not going to affect us at all, really. So we're just focusing on North at the moment, and I'm sure North are focusing on us. And it's going to be a huge game for the football club going into our 25th year. So it's going to be huge. I think it's nearly sold out as well, which is going to be exciting.
What happens at the club, given what happened at the last couple of days with the Collingwood guys? What happens here to make sure that we don't have slip-ups at the Crows?
We all know the process. The process gets, it is well known, so we do know it very well. Talk about it amongst players, nobs, coaches will talk about it as well, but it's just being careful as well.
And playing, if you do one of the sides that get Essendon in their first half of the season, do you think it's an advantage to get them when they could potentially be a VFL side?
Well, I suppose we don't know that yet. We're not sure what's going to happen with all that, so not sure what's going to happen, really.
Is it easy to transition from sort of pre-season thinking to premiership season thinking?
I suppose it is. You sort of, the whole pre-season, you're thinking about making yourself as, well, you're preparing to play finals, basically, from the very start of pre-season. That's your ultimate goal as a team. But our focus hasn't changed. We've been preparing ourselves just for round one, basically from the start. I suppose that's our chance just to prove ourselves. And it gives 18 clubs a chance to prove yourself for the year, because last year's already forgotten. So it's just exciting, really.
And do you feel any sense of sort of relief to be able to finally actually put it into motion?
Well, I'm glad the Cricket World Cup's over, because it means no more pre-season. But that was an awesome finish as well, so well, off track there. But it is, it's a relief pre-season's over and games are just around the corner, because, as I said, you love playing games, you get back into that routine, and to start us off a home game at Adelaide Oval in front of a huge crowd, that's pretty exciting.
When Sando came in, there was a spike in performance in his first year. Can you expect something similar with a new environment that Phil Walsh has created?
Well, I think the way we've been training and the way we've been playing already so far, as I said, there's some really high standards being set by every player, and we're going to expect those standards all through the year. So definitely hoping to see massive improvement on last year.
Lots been also said about the defensive effort. What can the fans see in that regard as far as tackling sort of things?
Definitely a big focus for us, because last couple of years our defensive side of the game has been pretty poor. So it's been a huge focus for us throughout the whole pre-season. It is our tackling pressure. We've had a massive focus on that, just to make sure we stick the tackles and just bring an all-round pressure, because not letting teams score such big margins against us as well, because last year that killed us. And I think the last couple of years we've been sitting, I think it's either 16th or 17th defensively.
It was somewhat so. I mean, with a slight sort of lack of height down back, sometimes the pressure that you guys as midfielders and the forwards will be able to put on the opposition is going to be crucial to sort of limit that sort of entry into an opposition's forward line? Are you sort of feeling that pressure, I guess?
Not pressure. It's we do want to play. We are big on our team defence, and that does start from forwards putting pressure on the ball coming out of our forward line, and midfielders putting pressure on through stoppages and that sort of thing. And that will obviously help out our backs, but we've got all faith in our six backs to do the job. We do have some height in there, and that's what we've recruited. We've recruited Kyle Cheney to help out down there as well. Kyle Hardigan, Daniel Talia can all play on very tall men as well. So, but team defence will definitely get us the job done.
Obviously, you had a look at North about a month ago. Can you take anything from that, or is pre-season irrelevant when it comes to round one?
I think it's a little irrelevant. I shouldn't have said that. I think, sorry about that. It was good to have a look at them, and I suppose bad as well. They sort of see the game style we're playing as well. But why I said irrelevant before was because the pressure is not the same, I think, in the pre-season games. You definitely notice a step up in pressure when round one comes, and that's what we're going to see from both teams. I think the heat's really going to be on early, and it'll be whoever can withstand it the best, I think, throughout the whole game.
Is there more that we can see in terms of the game style from the Crows? Did you reveal it all in the pre-season, or is there going to be something different on Sunday?
I don't think there's probably too much more to reveal, really. You've seen the style we want to play, the pressure we want to put on teams, and obviously want to kick scores as well. So I think that's what you'll see round one, is us trying to put as much pressure on North as we can.
How important is Scotty Thompson to getting back?
It's great to have Scotty Thompson run around on the track. He's experience for us, really. We've lost a bit of experience the last few years, so to have Scotty out there, I suppose you don't see it from the outside, but his voice and direction on field is phenomenal. He's played the game for so long, and he just understands it all. And as I said, his voice and direction is probably the best we've got, and that's what makes him such a good leader.